the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, Jack Wagons. Brad, the big noise, 72, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy, on this Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And you know we got tickets in hand because we're hopping aboard the Hong Kong Plus bus, as we always do at the top of every single Fade 5 episode. The requirement is plus 100 odds or greater, dealer's choice. So, Lundy, what you got?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, let's take a trip into the ice. Why? Because I got a baker's dozen worth of games tonight, baby. I'm so happy. Got 13 games on the schedule on the ice tonight, including a great one here in Denver between the New York Rangers and the Colorado Avalanche. Looking forward to that one, but let me go to some of the early slate for you, and let's talk about the Red Hot Red Wings. Give me Detroit. Take them on the money line at home tonight. It's San Jose. Come on. So we're going to play that against the Sharks. Yes, with Detroit at home, with as good as they have been playing, I got to keep rolling with Alex DeBrincat and company. So we're going to take Detroit on the money line, and then we're going to take Washington. Why? Well, because it's that other team from California that we like to pick on, the Anaheim Ducks. That is who will be flying into the nation's capital, and I fully expect Washington to clip those wings. So we're picking against the Ducks. We're picking against the Sharks. Give me Detroit and Washington, both on the money line. Yeah, I know it's not sexy, but it's plus odds. And after, getting stabbed, a couple of times over the weekend, it's time to build the bankroll back.
Yeah, I know that feeling all too well. That was a very profitable Monday Night Football for you, boy. For those always following the always free, always transparent, always public spreadsheet of GamingJuice.com. And speaking of the NFL, let me give you some early action. Very simple here. Three-leg Moneyline Parlay. All I got to do is win straight up and advance. Give me Kansas City. I think they'll take care of business at home. We're relatively easy against the Houston Texans. That's a layup. Detroit, same story there. Going against Washington is going to be a high-scoring affair. A lot of people already on the Commanders, plus the 9 points. I think they may not cover, but I think they will secure the victory and move on. And then here's the twist. I think Baltimore goes on the road in Western New York and takes out the Buffalo Bills. We've already seen the line flip. It opened with Buffalo laying one. Now it's Baltimore laying one pretty much everywhere. And I think the Ravens, honestly, are the team to beat in the AFC. And I know what you're thinking. Oh, but what about Kansas City, man? The reigning world champs, the fighting Taylor Swifts. They got all the good mojo, all the good juju. Yes, I understand that. Include they have Juju Smith-Schuster on roster, but I like the Ravens forward away the most balanced team in the NFL over the last handful of weeks. Why? Well, look at the EPA data. Number one EPA offense, number one as well in EPA defense, stretching back to week 14 of the regular season, including the wild card weekend win that they had with relative ease over the Pittsburgh Steelers. So three-leg money liner, Chiefs, Lions, Ravens, plus 159, built there at BetMGM. With those bets aboard, let's get after it with another Tuesday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, Numero Cinco here on the countdown. Let's go to the rough and rugged SEC. And we got a loaded slate of college basketball games, as we normally do on every single stinking Tuesday. And I think LSU adds to the woe, adds to the misery of Arkansas, a team that's trending very much in the wrong direction right now. I, however, am going to take the 1.5 points. I got a feeling that there's a possibility they could lose this by un punto. And, as a result, I still win with a yar, shiver me timbers, Captain Hook, doing me a solid. Or they could win this sucker straight up. But I like LSU quite a bit against the Razorbacks. Those Hogs right now looking like bacon, to say the least, here the last three or four games. Now, you look at the advanced analytics. Arkansas, barely a top 60 team, according to Bartorvik, in games played since December 1st. During that stretch, a meager number, 94 EFG offense, 74 EFG defense. Rebounding, they're getting bludgeoned on the glass. Is extremely problematic for them. You look at LSU, they're not world beaters by any stretch, but a team that is top 55 in EFG offense, EFG defense, in games played since the beginning of December. Now, their biggest issue is turnovers. Number 240 in the country and turnover percentage offense. So if they clean up those mistakes, I think this game, what is going to be a very sweaty one, is going to come down to final moments. Maybe it's a 50-50 ball. Maybe it's a kiss off the glass. Maybe it's a nail in a couple of free throws to cement the victory. I don't care how LSU does it. Just don't lose by a deuce or more. Protect the home court. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind Coach Cal being further disgruntled by his team's play. So give me LSU. Go with an X. Tigers plus 1.5 against Arkansas. Lighter juice at a minus 105 there at BetMGM. Good, sir. Better follow.
Gox? Gook? Go with an X?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're doing the French thing.
Yeah.
I gotcha. See, Super Bowl coming up in New Orleans. You're starting to get into your Bourbon Street mode. I've seen that mode. It's not pretty. Yes, let's fade Arkansas, as the Razorbacks are definitely not living up to what you would think a Razorback would do. Let's take LSU. Like you said, might be nice if they just pull it off and just cause some more headaches for those Razorbacks. But I do like this. Arkansas is going the wrong way.
Yeah, no question about tournament hopes for Arkansas on a razor-thin bed of ice.
Number 4.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go out west. And, of course, we're thinking about all of the people impacted by the horrific wildfires going down in Los Angeles. Hopefully, it's not going to get worse today. The winds are expected to pick up here on a Tuesday. So, hopefully, everybody is prepared, sheltering in place if they need be. And, of course, heeding all the warnings that are out there. So, we're thinking of all of you. And I got a lot of friends, and you do too, that live out there in the L.A. Basin. But this game is going to go on as scheduled as of right now, with USC taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. This one being played in Los Angeles. And I am going to live in the land down under Lundy on Hawkeyes and Trojans. 162 is a total at a minus 110 juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. The reason why I am living in that land down under, you look at Iowa, not very good defensively. It's kind of a calling card for Fran McCaffrey coach teams. They're tremendous offensively. The sets they run, the rhythm, the flow, the spacing is dynamite. It's really textbook. That's why they're number 7 in games played since early December in EFG offense, but 287 EFG defense. They play an up-tempo style, top 25 in tempo on the season. And you look at USC, a team that can run, number 98 in adjusted tempo in those games played since December 1st, but only number 100 in EFG offense. That wasn't the case against my Illini over the weekend, as they come, unfortunately, number 20 in EFG defense. So you look at USC, a team that can lock it out offensively, 47.9% inside the arc, 26.7% outside of it is all they have given up. Excellent defensive team. I just think this total is too high. I got it in the low 70s here in the end. So give me the under. 162 Hawkeyes, Trojans, fight on. Again, we're thinking of a USC. Everybody there in SoCal, minus 110 at DraftKings.
Yep. I'm going to roll with you on this one. I also, this line flipped, didn't it? Didn't USC open as a dog, and now they're sitting at like minus
2.5, I think. Up to, yeah.
It's going the other direction, and a lot of people not having faith in what Iowa can do on the road as well. So I will tell you, I like the under here. This one, Brad, could also play itself, I think, into an SGP where you take USC on an alt line. Maybe you get them to catch, I don't know, 3.5, 4.5, something that keeps it close, even though I think USC could wind up winning this game, and then bump this total up and still play the under. So I like this straight up. I also think this is a prime game to be able to have some fun with an SGP.
I'm praying no overtime, basketball gods, no OT.
Number 3.
I'm Numero Trace here on the Fade 5 Comp Podcast. I am going to exit stage left because I don't know jack nor squat about putting the biscuit into the basket. Lundy, though, loves to make some puck bucks. So, good sir, what do you got?
Let's go to the ice. I told you 13 games. I'm so excited. We got 13 games on the schedule for this evening. And you know, folks, how much I love the goal in the first 10, the GIFT, the gift, and the way to bet these throughout the season. So I got a 3-legger for you. Now, if you want to shrink if you want to be a little team raisins, that's okay. You can do that. You will still be looking at right around plus 150, 155 if you want to do just two of these three. But I'm going to lay out all three of them for you at a sexy plus 321 over at DraftKings. First, I'm going to start off with the game we talked about before, Detroit and the San Jose Sharks. Tell me, yes, gift in that one. Detroit has done, has had a gift, either allowed or done it themselves, in five straight games and in nine out of their last 10. So they are rolling, especially early on in the contest. So I definitely like that one. Philadelphia and Columbus, same kind of idea. Philly is on a back-to-back, so I always look for that because now you're talking about a backup goaltender. You're talking about different play, which means you may see a goal leak through early on. So even though Philly got the victory yesterday over Florida, they are on that back-to-back. They are exactly the same as Detroit. They have done the gift in five straight games and in nine out of their last 10. And then the last one, I will go to the game I talked about right here in Denver. Give me Colorado and the Rangers. I will take that to also have a goal in the first 10. Rangers, number one in the NHL for the gift category. It happens for them 73% of the time in their games. Colorado has been locking down much better from a goaltending standpoint than what they were early on in the season. They pulled off the two trades to bring in a completely different set of netminders. So they have tightened up a bit, but it hasn't stopped them from scoring on their opponent. So I like it to happen there. So a three-legger for you again, San Jose and Detroit, Philly and Columbus, New York and Colorado. If all three of those games have a goal in the first 10, we got a sexy payday on DraftKings of plus 321.
All sexy paydays. Those are the magic words, and you can go and maybe get some of those. Probably not, though, at thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free, me amigos. I don't charge you a single penny. Want to ask me a question? Click Ask Brad and go ahead and fire away, and I will try to comment on whatever you are inquiring about in short order. You check out Lundy's Always Free, Always Transparent spreadsheet there. If you want to make more puck bucks at thegamingjuice.com, Brad Velasquez churning out some interesting hockey endeavors as well. I am rolling out all kinds of college basketball preview stuff. I'll have a divisional round player props piece as well a little bit later on in the week. And maybe we'll get even a pick from Ben Winstein and Nate Jacobson on the Monday night national championship game next week. So get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to SoCal and go down the coast. And I'm going to go with San Diego State on the first leg of the SGP. Cover the alt spread minus 2.5 at home inside the Ejas Arena. And they are welcoming the Colorado State Rams. And I'm going to take the Colorado State Rams up to plus 14.5. So you put those together. So San Diego State win by 3 to 14 points. Within that range, it's plus money, plus 101, built there at Caesars Sportsbook. And I'm cautiously optimistic this bad boy is going to come through. You look at San Diego State, a team that's number 53, according to Bartolik, in games played since December 1st. During that stretch, a hideous number 284 EFGR offense, but defensively they are clamping down at number 3 in EFGD. That's the calling card of all San Diego State teams. Excellent on the offensive glass, and again, defensive chops are certainly sharp in there. That's one of the primary reasons why I think they're going to cover the 2.5. And I think Colorado State will be somewhat competitive. A team, believe it or not, over the last 9 games, number 47 in the nation, according to Bartolik, and overall efficiency, 62 in EFG offense, 39 in EFG defense during that stretch. They get after on defensive glass, and that's key. Sealing off and preventing those second chance opportunities at San Diego State typically thrives on. Though Colorado State, they don't draw a lot of contact. They don't get to the free throw line. So it might be difficult for them if they're not aggressive attack of the 10, chip it away any deficit that they could be dealing with. But I think they'll stay within 14 points. So to recap, numero dos on the Fade 5 Countdown, SGP, Aztecs minus 2.5, Rams plus 14.5, plus 101 at Caesars, Lundy. fade or follow.
I haven't seen a lot out of San Diego State, so I'm gonna lean on you with that one. I like the idea of the alt line, but you're right. Colorado State's actually been a little bit of a surprise in terms of their performance, especially recently. I have been able to see that with them playing right up the road. So I like what you're doing here. Like I said, I don't know a lot about the Aztecs, but I know the history, and that's what we talked about. Them trying to clean the glass, turn around, get second chance points. That's what they live for. And so I think you played this one correctly. I think CSU can keep it close.
Oh, I hope they keep it close. Don't get blown out, Rams. Just stay somewhat competitive.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Tuesday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. We are chopping down once again on the Florida Gators. They're at home there in Gainesville. Laying 10.5 against the Missouri Tigers. And believe it or not, I got this bad boy at an even Steven plus 100 odds. At BetMGM. Why? Because the original line opened at 10. So immediately BetMGM jumped to 10.5. They lower the juice. I saw the juice and yeah, I rolled the shoulders baby style. It got seduced by that juice. Look, I think ultimately Florida's going to win this game, and it could be by 15 or more. One of the hottest teams in all of college basketball. They are number four in overall efficiency since December 4th, scoring to Torvik. And over that stretch, 78 EFG offense and number four in EFG defense. They're only giving up 44.3% from two and a measly 25.2% from three. Excellent on the glass, particularly the offensive glass, where they're number five over that stretch in offensive rebounding percentage. And you look at Missouri. Okay, and those slouches are number 27 overall on Bartorvik in their last eight games. Number 38 EFG offense, but number 180, yikes, at EFG defense during that span. They're giving up 38.9% from downtown since December 1st. That's number 328 in the country. So Elijah Martin, Clayton, the other Gunners on this team are going to splishy. They're going to splash there. Near the shores of the Gulf of Mexico. So I say Florida wins with relative ease going away. They cover the 10.5 and cage the Tigers at a plus 100 juice there at BetMGM. My number one play on this Tuesday, Lundy. Better follow.
Now, the people that have followed us, Brad, for a long time, big fans of the program, right? They pay attention to us. Last Tuesday's show was entitled Florida Gator Chomp.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, and then you had to change this one because it was way too close.
It was.
And yet here we are on Tuesday again, betting on Florida.
And did they cover last Tuesday? Yes, they did. They won by 30.
Is this going to be a thing? Is this going to be like your new mandatory Montgomery?
I don't know. If they keep winning, yeah. I mean, gold's a bunch. They got my attention.
Okay, I'm just telling you. I mean, folks, I don't know. Tune in next Tuesday to see if it happens again. I don't know. Take the plus 100 odds. I'm just going to roll with Brad on this one. I think he's tempting fate with his Gator bets, but let's see what happens.
All right. Let's get to some bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, I know you got some additional NHL action. Maybe got some college basketball. Maybe you're looking ahead in the National Football League, or dare I say the NBA. Got some action there. What else do you have on your card this evening? Give us some winners.
Let me stick to the ice since that is where my theme has been so far today with our Tuesday Puck Bucks. A couple of things that I'll throw out there. Ottawa is a plus 100 money line dog on the road against the Islanders. I think they might surprise some folks. And so I like Ottawa for the upset tonight. Straight money line plus 100 odds you can snag on that one. The other dog that I like this evening, got to go on the late tip, and that is to go to Salt Lake City for the Utah Hockey Club. Montreal is there. Montreal is not great, but if you dive into the advanced analytics, Utah sucks at home. I mean, they're not performing well, in Salt Lake this season. I the fans are excited. They're really into it. I love the fact that, there's another team up in the mountain region right now from a hockey standpoint, but they just have been struggling. And in particular at home, they have struggled. So it would not surprise me at all if the Habs go in and pull the upset. And Montreal's a plus 130 on the money line to pull off that upset. So I do like both of those on the ice tonight. How about we get some goal scores? Everybody likes goals. Come on, you got to hand them out. Everybody likes goals. Detroit, I keep picking on this game, but it's because it's San Jose. Alex DeBrincat is one of the hottest guys for Detroit. He and Patrick Kane together with 7-game point streaks. But what I like about DeBrincat is over the course of those 7 games, 6 of his points are goals. I say he scores again tonight. Give me plus 145 for DeBrincat to put the biscuit in the back of the basket. And then let's go again here to Denver. Mikko Rantanen, who has 25 goals on the season, leads the Avalanche in scoring. He has goals in four straight home games. And here you got the Avs back at home at Ball Arena tonight. I say he does it again and makes it five straight home games. Smaller juice on that one, but still plus odds at a plus 110. This is a guy that had a huge point streak. Then it came to an end over the course of the last three games. Only got one goal. But again, man, he loves playing at home at Ball Arena. And I think he puts one home tonight. He might even be the first goal scorer. He might be the guy that gets me that gift bet that we were talking about earlier in this contest. So give me Rantanen to have a goal again for the Avs as he continues to lead them in scoring. And if that happens, like I said, plus 110 over at DraftKings. More to be posted later today on the spreadsheet. Brad, I'm not buying your Baltimore bet. I'm not buying it. So damn good.
Yeah,
man, I don't know about going into Western New York and doing it, but I wish this game was going to be the AFC championship.
Me too.
Because this is the two best teams in the AFC, period. Do not believe Kansas City's record. It is smoke and mirrors. Baltimore and Buffalo are the two best teams in the AFC.
Yeah, I completely agree. So fingers and toes crossed, Lamar Jackson takes care of business. I also have a ticket on him to win Super Bowl MVP. Log that bad boy before the playoffs began at plus 700 at BetMGM. You can still get it north of 5-1 odds. So if you are buying what I am selling on the Baltimore Ravens, that's an early bonus time wager for you as well to keep backing it. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's get the team Huevos parlay play. I'm not going to give any context on any of these because we don't have any time. Five-leg money line, and it's rare that I do this, but I love some of the home chalk favorites tonight in the world of college basketball. We got some tighter lines, so it only takes five of these. You get significant odds. You can see on your screen there. Give me Creighton at home, taking on the Providence Friars. Give me Wisconsin, also at home, taking on the Ohio State. There's Florida again. Again, I think they're going to cover the standard 10.5, so I'd see them win straight up here on this parlay. Give me Arizona State at home against UCF, and then give me San Diego State. Again, I like them to win against CSU within that 2.5 to 13 or 14.5 range. So again, Creighton, Wisconsin, Florida, Arizona State, San Diego State. All you gotta do, just win, baby. Just win, as Al Davis is saying from a cloud up above. Plus 232 there at BetMGM. Hey, like them Huevos? Hell yeah, you do. All right, let's get one more bonus time. Bonus time! A play into the world of college basketball. I'll give you two, as a matter of fact. I'm going to take the over in Nevada and Air Force. Aim high? Yeah, apparently that's exactly what I'm doing. The number is only 128. I think it's going to be around 130, 131 in the end. I know both teams play incredibly slow. You know, we look at Air Force, one of the slowest teams in the country, 349 adjusted tempo in their last eight games. Air Force a little bit faster there at 286, but Air Force is number 297 in EFGD. And if you look at Nevada, number 126 in EFG offense, I think Nevada is probably going to hang about 75 in this game. It's going to come down to what Air Force scores. I have no idea. They're oddly efficient on a per-possession basis. They just don't have a lot of possessions in a ton of games. So I think it does just barely creep over the 128 in Nevada and Air Force. And then here's one. And maybe I hit my head on the ground again, but Miami, I'm going to take them plus 24.5 against the Duke Blue Devils. The Hurricanes are trash. All right. There's no way to sugarcoat it. They are number 261 AFG defense and number 152 in overall efficiency since December 1st. But offensively, they're number 75 during that span. Duke is Duke. They're front runner to cut down the nets and win the whole shebang this season. They're number 21 EFG offense. This is December 1st, number 12 EFG defense. They're outstanding. I just think the back door is going to be wide open given how large the spread is. They're inside Cameron Indoor. So give me the Hurricanes. I mean, they're going to be tropical depressions, really. But 24.5? That's a lot of points, man.
That is a lot of points, man. But I'll tell you what, the bet that I like in that game is the over.
Yeah, that makes sense. Miami does play an up-tempo style. Duke will. Duke likes to slow it down, but they will run with it. You dictate tempo.
Yeah. So I just in terms of that game, I want to say it's at like 147, 148, something like that. Torvik's got it at 150, if I remember correctly. So I do like the over in that one. I think that comes down to tempo. I think that if Miami tries to push it, Duke might go, all right, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, entirely possible to say the least, which means Duke is going to win by 50. Just face the daylight out of me. Hey, we got exit stage left. I'm out of breath, and we are out of time. Go ahead and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com at Jack Wagons and sign up for a free account. Until next time, as always, feed or follow, that is up to you. Don't suck tonight, Illinois!